Welcome to the Healthcare Consultants Podcast, brought to you by the Chicago Health Law and Professional Licensing Firm of Michael E. Fabia and Associates. Our guest is financial strategy professional Christopher Gandy, the founder of Midwest Legacy Group, who is well-positioned to help doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals plan for current and upcoming financial challenges. Healthcare professionals in the medical community work hard to provide for their medical practices, their families, and lives, and saving money for retirement and building your retirement plan for the future is challenging in 2023 with inflation and uncertainty in financial markets. Chicago area families in all tax brackets are working hard to make money last. Christopher Gandy is an experienced and proven financial agent with the healthcare professionals and their families ready to make the winning moves. Let's say good morning to Christopher Gandy.
Good morning. How is everyone this morning?
Everyone is cold.
Exactly.
From Texas to Illinois to everywhere in between, we're cold. So it's January. And just tell us a little bit of how you have been, what you've been up to, and a little bit about yourself and your career and how you got to where you are and what you're doing with healthcare financial services.
Well, thanks for asking. I mean, I first of all, thanks for having me on. You know, it's an honor to be here and to be able to share content, opportunity, and empowerment with your audience. And so, I'll take you down to just a brief background about me. In my previous life, I was a former professional athlete. I spent until I was 23, 24 years old. Unfortunately, that led me down a path of, a dream with a deadline, and played professional sports, bounced around college, and then played in NBA for, a couple seasons, and then in Europe for a couple seasons before ending my career with a very unique injury to my knee. Got all of my money paid out through my contract, and really just wanted to figure out what to do with it, right? And so my background is from the University of Illinois, graduate from there, and in business communications, and wanted to figure out not only what to do with the money, but ultimately how to preserve it and for it to be a launch pad for me going forward. So I entered the financial services career back in 1999. I feel extra old because of that. And then once I did that, it's kind of interesting. So once I did that, to me, the financial industry, the financial services industry is pretty, pretty broad. And, there's a lot of people in that space. And I think for your audience trying to decide, like who's in the financial services business and insurance business and who's not? And then who are some of the people that kind of dabble in it a little bit and aren't really, don't really specialize in having any specific expertise. And so I saw that there was a lot of gray area between the banks, credit unions, insurance firms, financial firms. There was just a lot of gray, and the average client, the average person couldn't decipher between what was what. So I decided to launch a practice that was specialized in the unique approach of, like I tell my physicians, examination before diagnosis is always the way in which you go about doing business. And diagnosis before examination is malpractice in everybody's book. So we went about designing a platform for what I would call corporate athletes to engage in. And the medical community was just one that just made sense. There was eerie parallels between what I would call professional athletes and the lessons I learned dealing with money along the way, professional athletes and the medical space. And it was five major ones. One, they play hard, they have wonderful lifestyles, just like professional athletes. Two, they typically are taxed more than the average person working a 9-to-5, just like professional athletes. They were specialists in their own space, just like professional athletes. They typically own their space too. They're kind of the kings of their castle. Those were the other opportunities too that were eerie parallels. And last but not least, they didn't know how long they were going to be able to do the things that they specialized in So there was eerie opportunity for litigation, opportunities for loss, opportunities for all types of things that, that inherently the average person does not consider or think about. So, and the big thing about both of them is that from a taxation standpoint, they paid their fair share, but compared to the average American, they paid more than their fair share because of their high earning income potential. So I drew those parallels, and essentially it just made sense that if I was going to work with other athletes or play the game with athletes, then the medical professionals typically are think, act, and create opportunities similar just like athletes.
Mm-hmm. It makes so much sense. And as you were describing that, I was just thinking about the changes that we've seen in a lot of the business of healthcare and medical practices with dental service organizations and other interesting business formations popping up, where people are realizing potential explosive income growth and practices opening and businesses doubling. I have friends who I grew up with, one who went to dental school and went from one practice to then he was at a couple offices, and I think now he's in a group and they manage, I don't even know, but it's a lot. And it can be daunting to try to figure out what to do, because you think that, I mean, you have to be careful and sort of assume that there are people out there who are going to, you know, look at your income with greedy eyes and greedy fingers, not necessarily what's in your best interest. So it's just so difficult to figure out who to trust in building that personal relationship with someone who specializes in knowing your area and your field. Is, to me, I see a huge value in that.
Well, like-minded individuals, right? Birds of a feather flock together. So I've seen that work well. Like-minded individuals have a tendency to have the same dialogue and have meaningful conversations to move the agenda. So, you know, you seek out like-minded individuals. A lot of the physicians now, I joke on a regular basis and I say, you know, the business of medicine is a $1 billion business. You practicing medicine is a few $100,000 business. And if you're a specialist, call it $400,000 or $500,000, $600,000, but that the money that's made from the business of medicine is a multi-billion dollar business on an annual basis. So how do you create multiple revenue streams along the way so that you can benefit from the business of medicine? And so it's a different dialogue, right? And so how do you walk people down the concept of, you know, if you're able to mitigate taxes, how do you do so? If you're able to reduce, you know, every physician I talk to, I have the conversation. I say, let me ask you one question. If I can figure out a way to help you reduce your taxes by 20 to 30% or up to 50%, are you interested in having a conversation? And the answer is yes, right? It's how can I leverage what I'm generating, keep more of it to help me build my wealth pool and to help me build my assets so that I can retire with dignity and, you know, what they call true financial independence is the ability to live my quality of life without having to worry about getting paid from an outside source.
Amen to that. So as we're on that trail and we're headed there, I assume that they're probably talking to, well, they have friends and they talk about this stuff, whether it's friends at the gym, friends in sports, friends at a club. People talk about what they're doing with money and what, you know, who do you know for tax advice? Who do you know for this? And you maybe sometimes think that there's a team of people. When you're working with them, what are the general services that you can provide there at Midwest Legacy Group under y'all's umbrella versus outside people that are brought in? And do you have, I suppose, a whole team of people you have for that?
Of course. Well, the first approach is to help people understand that there's not one solution that solves all woes. That's number one, right? And that at the end of the day, it is how do we work collectively together to enhance or improve your physician, right? Because at the end of the day, we work for that medical professional, right? So what can we do? So typically, most physicians, or even people in the medical community, period, they come to us, or they will engage with them, and they already have an advisor of some sort. Some have two, right? And some are do-it-yourselfers, right? And weekend warriors. Mm-hmm. But they'll have what I would call a basic understanding of strategic wealth building, right? And strategic wealth building has to include wealth accumulation, wealth distribution, which no one ever plans for, to optimize the output, right? So how do they do that? And the answer is holistic planning. And so why people engage with us is we take a look at the entire picture, not just if you live too long or you die too soon or your health changes or the market goes up 10% or the market goes down 20% or, you know, all those things. We look at all those things collectively together. If you have a 401k at work, how does it complement the other pieces that you have outside of your 401k? If it's from a tax perspective, if you have these assets, what is the tax perspective? If you sell your house, buy another business, what's the impact of doing that? And I think if you don't look at it holistically, it's like giving the same prescription. I'll describe it like I describe it our physicians. Imagine if everybody came into you, you said, you know what, I don't even need to see you. No examination is necessary. Just give them 200 milligrams of this antibiotic. Every person. Or everybody just walks into your office, you say, you know what, surgery is necessary. Whether I came to you for a cold or I came to you, I got a broken leg, it doesn't matter, right? Imagine if that was the case where you could basically, everybody has the same solution. How long would you continue to practice medicine? And they respond, like, well, I would, and I wouldn't be practicing medicine long. And it's exactly the same, is that everybody is different.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing we have to do is we have to examine and see where there's opportunity for us to enhance any of the relationships you already have. And then we look at our specialty of tax reduction and asset protection. We look at those things. Then we sprinkle a little of that on it. And then we try to figure out how do we either, A, if they've got a great relationship, how do we complement that? And at the end of the day, if they don't have a good relationship, is how do we create a holistic plan and empower the client to live a better quality of life through the planning and the strategies that we put in place? So it's just a different approach, right? We approach it on a needs-based analysis. And, you know, relationships are too hard to have and develop. You know, we live in a world where everybody's isolated. You know, COVID told you that. You know, you drive around now and everybody's short-tempered and everybody needs what they need right now. And, you know, the world as we live right now is challenged by the fact that, you know, COVID made it so that, you know, the patience of everyone and the frustrations of everyone now spill out, you know, on their everyday life. And because of that, we've identified that keeping relationships and the importance of relationships is super important. And so we ask the question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, tell me what they specialize in, your current advisor, what do they specialize in, and then how do we enhance or complement that relationship? And it's just a different approach. I think a lot of groups will take the approach of, we're the best at everything. And that's not necessarily the case. And so we try to be a holistic group. As best we possibly can and look at all the pieces. And then the areas we specialize in, we try to dominate that space to try to win not only that year from a perspective of building assets, but try to win consistently, i.e. creating championships year after year after year after year, creating that dynasty effect for our clients.
I like that. And it's like every new season. You start with the talent that you have, you lose some, you acquire some, and it's the same parallel with financial services. There's, as laws pass and things change, there are things that are opened up, and things that are more lucrative, and things that weren't there before, or things that we weren't thinking about before, are now make a lot of sense. So, what the future holds is anyone's guess. And when we think of COVID, as you mentioned, there's less people going to fewer groups, networking and events, and more things are on Zoom or online. So more people are taking advantage of those. So it does get more difficult to find people and continue those relationships. So people really need to be proactive and keep getting on the phone, talking to people, saying hello, and following up. And really, those long-term relationships, you plant those seeds, and that produces fruit, but it takes time to groom that. Let's talk a little bit about what is going on with things right now with respect to inflation and what we, you watch the news and listen to things, and it can be a little daunting. Some of us have grown up with the idea of just, hold on to things. Things will bounce back, markets recorrect, and things bounce around. And then people do look at, maybe I don't want to be investing much in stocks, and maybe I do want some more, life insurance and securities products that are just structured differently. We look at projections of things like we saw in 2007, 2008. Are we coming towards that again? You can be kind of like frozen in paralysis and not do anything. And, that actually can take, people can wait, the wait and hold sometimes to make a decision can turn from days to months to years. And as we get older, that time flies by and we realize we haven't done anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, the art of procrastination has not changed. I think you and I both know that, right? What's different is the lens in which we look at it, right? And so I think as human beings, we have to think about things differently. I mean, I go back to the pandemic. The pandemic made it so we had to look at life differently, right? If you look at how the pandemic, not so it wasn't just the pandemic. If you remember during the pandemic, George Floyd thing happened almost simultaneously, right? So COVID hit, got it. Okay, everybody shelter in place, got it. And then the George Floyd thing hit. The combination of both of those things brought the tension, the tension of everything that was going on to the forefront. And people started thinking about the amount of calls we got when people realized that people were dying from COVID was insane. Everything they had put off until that period of time was all of a sudden now immediate and urgent. I need to get my stuff together.
Well, absolutely.
What was different, right, is the odds are you weren't going to die from COVID, okay? So just from a percentage perspective, right? But if you got it, it may be a bad thing, which then has an impact on your long-term health, which then impacts your insurance rates, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How long you live, all those things, right? And so all of a sudden, a sense of immediacy and urgency was there. Our phones were ringing off the hook during COVID, and the insurance company saw, this may actually have an impact. We don't know how this is going to have a long-term impact. So the insurance companies pulled back, which made it harder to actually get insurance products. So it was a catch-22, right? And so now people are back to what I would call somewhat pseudo-normalized. And so those things now have gotten pushed to the back burners. The economy we're living in now is, and I'm just going to give you some thoughts for your people that are on this telecast. And if we just think back, I'm really close to one of the economists, Jamie Hopkins, who kind of predicts kind of what's happening based on analytics and things like that. And Jamie brought up a very good point. Is that during COVID, we saw a couple things happen. One, we saw $1.8 trillion that was generated that previously did not exist the day before that. And it was injected into the market. Everybody got a stimulus check, right? You remember that? Everybody got that.
Yes,
businesses,
sir.
Because no one can move. Everybody got businesses because they were getting subsidized through the EDIL or the Small Business Administration programs, and $1.8 trillion flew off the shelf, right? So much so that literally half the people didn't get the money, right? Okay, so they had to say, okay, another $1.8, we'll make it work. So they went to the pressers in their back office and created another $1.8, so $3.6 trillion that did not exist before, was stimulated into the market. So you think about it, you and I as consumers, we got the money. What could we do with it? There was only three things we could do with it. There was four, but no one did the fourth. One, we could save it, which then ended up back in the economy. Two, we could spend it, which then, in turn, ended up back in the economy. Three, we could invest it, which then ended up back in the economy. And four, we could destroy it. Very few people took four and said, hey, I'm going to burn that sort of capital.
Right.
Okay, so if you take all three of those, the three major ones, all of those ended up underlying the economy. And so if you take $3.8 trillion and put it into an economy that's already growing, guess what's going to happen to the economy? It's going to dramatically grow. Well, the opposite of that happens now, is we are essentially in a place where we're paying for the stimulus. That's it. And so that is the reason why inflation is where it is. That is the reason why there are no cars to be bought. That is the reason why everything costs more. That is the reason why. So the inflation somewhat was stimulated by the stimulus money. So it's just a result of money being created out of nothing, and it is it's the end result of that. So where we are is people have to plan differently. Because if you do the same thing over and over again and expect different results, that's not going to work. And because of the stimulus money, and because of the inflation, and because the possibility of recession, right, and because the hike in interest rates, because of all those things, if you go about planning the way you planned prior to COVID, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I repeat, it's not going to work. I said it three times. Maybe by the fourth time we get to it, people will listen. It will not work. Everybody has to look at their plan and reassess and say, what do I need to do differently because of COVID? What do I need to do differently because the tax laws have changed? What do I need to do differently because the guidelines and legislations are changing so rapidly that the majority of people aren't even aware of the CARES Act 2.0 was actually signed December 29th. It actually goes into effect January 1, and over the next 2 years, it will impact. I don't know how many are going to listen to this. It will impact every single human being who has a job in the United States, and they're not even aware of it. Can you imagine playing a game? I mean, it's not played sports, right? Imagine playing a sport where we don't even know the rules of the game, and we're just going to go play. I want to know if you and I are playing, I want to know the score. I want to know if I can win. I want to know how much time we have on the clock, and I want to know when this game is over because I have other things to do, right? And with that being said, we're playing a game where we don't even know the score. We're playing a game where they're changing the rules as we play it, and they're changing the rules very rapidly. And quite frankly, we don't know how we can win. So everybody has to look at their overall strategy and kind of change it up a little bit. And to my football friends, you got to be able to call the option at the line of scrimmage. You got to have alternatives to look at and do now compared to the way, we used to do planning and we used to advise people and people used to go about thinking about their retirement and their future.
Amen. And things really have changed so much. And, you see the some ads on TV, the guy buying and selling gold and silver. Sometimes that seems to be a good deal. We think about things that we've never thought could happen. My primary customers are law firms for marketing. I never expect law firms to be closed down and family law firms not to be able to go to court and actually use and bill and do what they do. I never expected it to impact me like that. No one expected shutdowns. No one expected the decimating effect that a lot of these things would have on how we just basically function. And so you see the things that have taken off, and new opportunities. Telemedicine has grown a lot. There's just the way that patient services are are handled a lot has changed in a lot of different areas, that there's money to be made, money to be saved, ways to rearrange. And it's just always, I think that that's the one takeaway from COVID and shutdowns and everything that happened was, you know, the future will be here tomorrow and you don't know what it brings, so you've got to be flexible. I watched a TED talk one time, and the guy was talking about the ability to survive requires the ability to be flexible and listen and adapt, and that's what we all have to do. So what are some final thoughts on people who may just not know where they are with their current financial plans, whether they're with a company, they're not getting as much communication as they like, you know, maybe they're looking to add someone else to the mix. What are some things they can do to get started with you and the folks at Midwest Legacy Group?
Yeah, and sometimes it's just a second opinion, right? And we reaffirm that, yes, you're on pace, you're doing the right things. Take a second look behind the hood. Final thoughts are, you know, get a second opinion, enhance your team, build your team, build your, I played sports. You know, you got to have bench strength. You know, in 1997, which was interesting, I had a great opportunity, an amazing opportunity to practice with Michael Jordan every day here in Chicago with the Bulls.
Wow.
And I remember, no matter what happened, when we scrimmaged, Michael never went out and played by himself. He always had four other players in his team. And so, and then not only that, but they also had what they call a bench. You know, the bench has to be strong. So regardless of how good you think you may be, i.e. Michael Jordan, if you take on five other players, the odds are you're going to lose regardless of how good you are. And the reason why is because you can't do it all. It's impossible to do it all. And, you know, a combined effort and a combined talent is stronger than one person's single effort along the way. So that's what we've seen. No one person can beat an entire team. And so we spent our time at Midwest Legacy developing what we call our corporate partners, which is our lawyers, our accountants. That's our bench, right? Our bench strength, accountants, attorneys, business professionals that provide other resources for clients that's not necessarily financial services. And then we come in to do the financial service, risk management and asset protection, and then the wealth accumulation things through our platform. And the combination of all those things allows for us to put together a winning championship team. Championship team that at the end of the day, you can feel comfortable that you can go out and compete with and have a reasonable chance at success. Not only a reasonable chance, but you put the best talent on the floor, i.e. I call my team, my people, the dream team. You know, the guys like Michael Favia and the guys like, I mean, I can name a ton of guys, but, you got to have competent people who are really good and specialize in what they do. And then you put those people collectively together on your side. So you can go, you can go to war, or you can battle some of these rules and guidelines and understand the impact it has on you, because we're all playing for you, the client. And so, we're open to taking new clients now. So, love to hear from some of your people, and I can share that information if you'd like. If people would like
please,
to get a hold of us, our email, our website is Midwest Legacy Group LLC. The Midwest Legacy Group. You can just put that in Google; it pops up. Or you can put my name, Christopher Gandy, Midwest Legacy. You can put Christopher Gandy Bulls, or Christopher Gandy Advisor. It all pops up. You can find us. If you're interested in an appointment or setting an appointment, you can go to the website and, we will find you. There is a piece in there. You just put in your information and, there's that. Or I can give you my phone number and you can call me or send me a text and I'll happily call you back. That number is 312-532-2257. Again, my cell number. You can call me personally, 312-532-2257. If you're tired of just winning just one year at a time and want to put together a championship run, give us a call. We're super excited about 2023 and what's ahead of us.
That's right. Well, you know, and it's, I really like the idea that we're thinking in terms of You know, you never know when you're going to get injured and you can't play anymore. And that applies to, you know, we can, everything that we can do to try to prevent that, and know what's in store. And, you know, things can happen no matter what. So that's why I think a lot about some insurance things and, you know, different products that can just backstop surprises and all that. So I look forward to keeping in touch with different things, and I appreciate your outlook on the changes with inflation and everything else and the can-do attitude, because we need more of that. So I appreciate your time for being on the program. We'll talk to you again soon.
Of course, Nick. Thanks. I appreciate the opportunity. Let's go win a championship. I love it.
Amen. All right. Everybody have a great day. Please share this episode when you find it in LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, because there's, we all know great people in our networks and our team. So let's help people find good professionals like Christopher Gandy here at Midwest Legacy Group. Again, this has been Nick Augustine for the Healthcare Consultants Podcast, brought to you by the Favia Law Firm, General Practice and Healthcare Law Firm in Chicago. Please talk to them about all things related, favialawfirm.com. Again, Nick Augustine with Christopher Gandy. We thank you all for your time. Have a great day, everyone.